There has been a lot of policy talk concerning the realignment of funding for EPSDT, early periodic screening, diagnostic, and treatment screenings. And sometimes it can be easy to forget why all of this is necessary. Kevin Clark, a 24-year-old philosophy major at the University of San Francisco, tells us about his experiences with mental health screenings as a foster youth.
My name is Kevin Clark. I actually just spoke with my foster mom, who informed me that DPR, Department of Children and Family Services in Los Angeles, required her to get screenings done when I was young because of my anger issues that I had. I don't know, and I'm assuming that the screenings were taken care of on behalf of DCFS. I could be wrong about that, but my foster mom didn't have, or she, I wasn't covered under her health insurance because I wasn't yet under legal guardianship with her.
Starting when he was just 6 years old, Kevin was put through 4 or 5 different types of therapy to help resolve his anger issues.
Well, I can remember going to at least 4 or 5 different types of like therapy or different types of screenings in general. Whether or not anything happened after that was, you know, might be different, but I'd say 4 or 5 within a 5-year period. DCFS definitely advocated for lots of therapy. My foster mom didn't believe that that was enough for the circumstances that were, you know, that were happening.
According to Kevin, however, the mandate of therapy hindered more than it helped. The one-on-one counseling was intimidating. So, if he could have changed anything about the system, it would have included more.
I think it would be interesting. I would say I'd advocate for some group therapy. I don't necessarily attribute my decline of anger issues to the therapy, though. I wouldn't say. I'd say that, if anything, the therapy was just kind of like a crutch. Not even a crutch, just kind of like something that I had to do. I wasn't really responsive to the therapy from what I remember until I got a little bit older. You know, I'm in therapy now, and, you know, it's on my own behalf. But at 13 years old, I think the last thing I wanted to do was be talking about my issues with somebody.
After traditional one-on-one counseling didn't help Kevin resolve his anger issues at school, the doctors tried a different method.
I don't ever remember being asked the question, do I want to go to therapy? There were a few different, so I went to therapy and then I went to some sort of, I forgot the name of what type of process it is. It's called, they hooked my brain up to this wave machine or something. And they told me that, I needed to get like, they told me like, you know, to relax and calm down and get my brain waves through like within a certain threshold. And I remember doing that like 6 or 7 times. And if I got to a certain threshold, they would reward me for, you know, with different things, like prizes and stuff.
When that method didn't work either, Kevin's foster mom finally took matters into her own hands.
I went to boarding school when I was 13. My foster mom put me in boarding school for 2.5 years. And I think that contributed a lot to learning how to kind of function within society or within any type of social situation in general. I think a lot of the anger was resultant of, you know, I thought I could get away with it with a single mother, something of this nature.
Now, even though Kevin grew up in Los Angeles County, which has 46% of funding of the whole EPSDT budget, his experiences weren't always positive. And while the new policies being written are solely focused on which California counties get how much and from whom, there should also be some discussion on what money goes towards specific treatments. Sometimes one-on-one therapy and rewarding certain brainwave patterns just doesn't cut it. As Kevin ends our conversation, sometimes community is the best solution.
And it might be interesting to see, you know, I think that a lot of I had a lot of insecurity when I would go into, when I take therapy and things like that. And, you know, it was one-on-one counseling, basically, you know. So maybe something with more of a communal effort or a communal, like, feel to it would be a little bit more, a little less intimidating.